Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi went on trial today in Milan. He is not charged with tax fraud or corruption, as in his other pending court cases, but for paying for sex with a minor and abuse of office. Neither the 74-year-old prime minister nor the young woman involved showed up in court today, and the judge ruled it an unexcused absence. The trial resumes at the end of May. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports on the trial known as Ruby Gate.
It's a cast of characters made in screenwriter's heaven. Defendant Berlusconi, the hyperkinetic millionaire media mogul turned politician. Prosecutor Ilda Boccassini, a fearless red-headed anti-corruption and anti-mafia magistrate. And the victim, Karima El Marug, a.k.a. Ruby Heartstealer, the stunning 6-foot-tall Moroccan-born pole dancer who's become an instant celebrity. The supporting players are some 36 would-be starlets and call girls, and a witness list that includes government ministers, soccer players, and even George Clooney. The prosecution claims Berlusconi hosted orgies and erotic dances dubbed Bunga Bunga and had sex with the then underage El Marug in exchange for large sums of money. But Berlusconi insists all his dinner parties are elegant and sober affairs and denounces the charges as part of a communist conspiracy.
I am the man most persecuted by magistrates in the history of mankind throughout the world. I've been subjected to more than 2,500 hearings.
Berlusconi has undergone a dozen odd trials and was mostly acquitted, either thanks to the statute of limitations or changes in the law. In fact, prosecutor Ilda Boccassini, the highly respected Iron Lady of the Italian judiciary, failed to win a conviction against him after false accounting was decriminalized. This is how she described Berlusconi in her closing arguments.
Una persona che mente.
He is a person who lies to the Italian people. We've been able to prove that all the statements given by Silvio Berlusconi were not true.
Berlusconi is also accused of abusing his office when he called Milan police headquarters to get El Marug released after she was detained on suspicion of robbery. Berlusconi says he believed she was the granddaughter of the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak, and that's what he told police. The trial star is the young Moroccan woman who shot to fame after a life of hardship. The daughter of poor Moroccan immigrants, El Marug rebelled at 13 when her father reportedly tried to marry her to an older man. Smart and ambitious, she ran away from home. At 17, she ended up in Milan after catching the eye of a talent scout at a beauty contest, and she started working as a belly dancer at nightclubs. Shortly later, El Marug attended her first party at Berlusconi's villa. According to prosecutors, she has given conflicting versions of events. In a tearful interview on a Berlusconi-owned TV network, she denied having sex with the premier.
He didn't put a finger on me. Why do people have to see bad things when there's nothing bad? After all, my bosses put their hands all over me. I finally meet a man who gives me 7,000 euros and doesn't touch me.
But transcripts of her phone conversations describe a very different story. Berlusconi's lawyers may be aware they cannot depend on El Marug's testimony to clear their client. The prime minister's supporters in parliament passed a motion challenging the Milan magistrate's right even to press these charges against Berlusconi. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Milan.